Hello, it's just me.
Welcome to the WIA National News and the Alara Edition. WIA News is on RF, text and streamed live from our hub on wia.org.au.
I'm Michelle, VK2AYL. In this, our Alara edition of WIA National News for August 25, I'll be joined by Shirley, VK5YL, Leslie, VK5LOL, and Linda, VK7QP. But wait, there's much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia, including Peter, VK3BFG, your WIA ATV representative with news on the August 31st Digital Amateur Television QSO Party.
You're tuned to the Alara edition of the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service through amateur radio station VK1 WIA.
Australiana. The New South Wales government has announced it is preparing for the upcoming bushfire season with the rollout of new firefighting tankers and cutting-edge satellite technology to keep crews more connected and safer during emergencies. In a significant upgrade, New South Wales Rural Fire Services vehicles will now be equipped with vehicle-as-a-node technology to ensure RFS personnel can communicate during a disaster in the most remote locations or if communication systems go down. The Starlink satellite technology will enable the use of radios, mobile phones and other handheld devices anywhere and at any time, even in remote areas or if communications infrastructure has been damaged during a disaster. The upgrade will provide an important backup to communication systems and location-finding technology already in use. It will also give crews the capability to live-stream video of fires from anywhere in the state, providing command centres with the latest intelligence about an incident. More than 5,000 RFS operational vehicles will be equipped with the new technology. Now something a little different, and the link is on the text edition of this week's Alara presentation of WIA National News. It's the YL song.
On the airwaves we connect, from coast to coast with no neglect. CQ calls, we're all in tune. Ladies of the air under the moon. CQ, CQ calling out to you. Goes on the frequency breaking through. From AM to FM, we're all in ham radio sisters. Let the chat begin.
Yes, as they sang, let the chat begin. I'd also like to remind you, straight after today's news service, to jump on air and hand out some numbers in this weekend's Alara contest. You can find all the contest rules on the Alara website, www.alara.org.au.
Now, contest-wise, 2024. From Alara, I'm Leslie, VK5LOL. On now, our 44th Alara contest. This Alara contest is always held on the last full weekend of August, and as our President Michelle said earlier, always time to jump in after this news and give us some good numbers in the contest. Another contest on over this weekend is the Worldwide DigiDX contest, 1200 UTC on Saturday the 24th until 1200 UTC on Sunday the 25th of August, using FT4 and FT8 on the 160 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your four character locator. Oceana DX contest. This year's contest will be held on October the 5th and 12th respectively. Log deadline for PH and CW logs, 31st of October. VHF UHF Spring Field Day, 0100 UTC Saturday 23rd of November through to 0059 UTC Sunday the 24th of November, 0400 to 0359 in VK6. YOTA contest. Youth on the Air Test 3 of 3 will be from 1000 to 2159 UTC on the 29th of December on the five classic bands, CW and SSB. DX Window to the World. D-Expedition, Cocos Keeling Island, VK9, Charlie Victor. Members of OM7M and CDXP will be active from Cocos Keeling Island as VK9 Charlie Victor, November the 1st to the 15th this year. All HF bands, 160 to 10 metres, CW, SSB, FT8, RITI, and possibly SAT QO100. Oh, and yes, VK9 Charlie Victor is correct in this case and valid for DXCC. During the expedition, the team will upload to clublog.org once a day. One member we'd like to bombard with QSOs is YL Sylvia and OM4AYL, who is no newcomer to DXing, having operated previously as 5H4AYL, 5B/0OM4AYL, and 3B7M. Listen for TM24JPO until the 8th of September for the Paralympic Games, QSL TM24JPO by the operator's home station, F8GGZ. 2024 Merchant Navy Day, September the 3rd. Special Event Station GB0MND will be on the air to honour merchant seafarers of the world and the British Merchant Navy. Look for this special event station on HF, operating CW, SSB and digital modes. VI7 Papa Oscar Lima. For 2024 National Police Week in Australia, VI7 Papa Oscar Lima will be on air. The call will be active between the 14th and 29th of September to celebrate the 7th annual National Police Week, a celebration of our nation's police. Whilst talking of this police station, interesting news in this week from Perth, where it's been reported the Western Australian Police is set to tender for hundreds of millions of dollars of IT and application services from the end of next month in what it's calling one of Australia's largest technology services deals. Executive Director Frank Pasquale said the sourcing arrangements marked an important milestone in the digital evolution of the Western Australian Police Force. It points to the force's operational challenges in terms of having the largest jurisdiction globally, managing 200 police facilities, 15 policing districts, and 10,530 employees across 2.5 million square kilometres of Western Australia. This has been Leslie, VK5, Lima Oscar Lima, Alara Contest Manager, currently operating at Dutchman's Stern Conservation Park near Quorn, South Australia.
This is the Alara edition of the WIA National News Service, originating from VK1 WIA.
With international news, on this Alara edition of WIA National News, I'm Shirley, VK5YL. My Gov. Last week, Jason, VK2LAW, here in the WIA National News, told how Services Australia will implement a range of security challenges and controls in My Gov by June 2025 after exploitation of the platform's single sign-on model and unlimited creation of accounts. Government Services Minister Bill Shorten has announced the National Trust Exchange, or TEX, program, which is currently at the proof-of-concept stage and slated to be launched by the end of 2024. Accessed via your MyGov wallet, the technology will store information such as date of birth, address, citizenship, visa status, qualifications, occupational licenses, or working with children check, and other information already held by the government. For this ham, it has been the sweetest century. This story in our Alara edition of WIA National News comes from Newsline, and it's a story about the enduring power of amateur radio and the enduring love of those who have a license for it. Meet a YL who has achieved recognition just as she turns 100 years of age. If you tried to add up the number of ham radio operators in North Carolina who either got or upgraded their license after an exam supervised by volunteer examiner Dorothy McCracken, you might find the mathematics a bit challenging. Along with her husband, Lewis, WA4MTY, who is now a silent key, Dot spent many years assisting those in the Western Piedmont region who were ready to take their FCC tests and hopefully get on the air. According to her daughter, Janet, she also travelled all over the country with Lewis, giving license exams where their presence was needed. Dot, who now has the call sign Alpha Delta 4 Delta, knows well how amateur radio can make a good life even better at the age of 100. Just days after reaching that one-century milestone in July, Dot received one more. She was presented with a plaque from the ARRL's North Carolina section manager, Marv Hoffman, Whiskey Alpha 4, November Charlie. The plaque was inscribed with the section's SUGAR Award, an acronym for Supporting, Upgrading, Growing Amateur Radio. And how sweet it is. The FCC has created a new emergency alert code for radio, television and wireless phones to help find missing and endangered persons in the US who aren't covered by AMBER alerts. We reported previously here on WIA National News that this vote was pending in Washington. Now the commissioners have approved unanimously. Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel had sought to draw attention to the issue of recent statements and a meeting last week in Minnesota with a group of women from tribal nations. The Missing and Endangered Persons, or MIKE EP alert code, she said, will sound the alarm when people are missing and endangered, help raise awareness and support recovery. Australia and New Zealand will invest a combined Australian dollar $42.6 million in the Pacific Humanitarian Warehousing Program to assist Pacific and Timor-Leste partners prepare for and respond to disasters. The program supports 14 Pacific Island countries and Timor-Leste to store and manage disaster relief supplies required in the first 48 hours after a humanitarian emergency, which is a critical window to save lives. It will include supplies for the whole community and address the needs of women, children, and people with disabilities, who are often most affected by disasters. The Fairy Tale of 22 YLs and Their Friends by YL Razor. Once upon a time, in the heart of Europe, nestled amidst the picturesque landscapes of the Czech Republic, a magical gathering took place. This gathering brought together 22 young ladies from 11 different countries. They met at a charming location known as Oscar Kilo 5 Zulu, the place where the air buzzed with excitement and the possibilities of new friendships. Each young lady was filled with enthusiasm and determination, eager to make the most of their time together. With their transceivers and antennas at the ready, they logged an impressive 17,882 QSOs from 149 different countries. Despite the demanding work, the young ladies found time to enjoy each other's company. They shared laughter, warmth and support, creating bonds that would last a lifetime. In the evenings, they were joined by a group of brave and kind-hearted OMs. These wise mentors decided to surprise the young ladies. They prepared a delicious dinner and played lively music, filling the air with joy and celebration. gathering was made possible by the generous support of several organisations, including IARU Region 1. His help and kindness turned this magical event into a reality. And so, the story of these 22 young ladies and their unforgettable adventure in the Czech Republic became a cherished tale, a reminder of the power of ham radio, friendship, and the joy of sharing one's passion with the world. Kim.com, to be extradited from New Zealand after a 12-year fight with the USA, says itnews.com.au. Germanborn.com, who has New Zealand residency, has been fighting extradition to the United States since 2012, following an FBI-ordered raid on his Auckland mansion. US authorities say .com and three other mega-upload executives cost film studios and record companies more than $755 million by encouraging paying users to store and share copyrighted material. Thanks for listening. I am Shirley, VK5, YL, 33 and 73.
Media Watch. Voice of America is shutting its Marianas shortwave site. Operational costs, minimal audience, and lingering damage from the 2018 Category 5 Super Typhoon U2 have contributed to the decision. The storm shredded the 16 shortwave curtain antennas at the site and downed one of its support towers. Using salvaged parts, five antennas were fully restored by the end of FY 2020, and three more were back in operation by the end of FY 2023, with parts for three additional antennas on site. The Voice of America shortwave station on Saipan and Tinian were operated under the US Agency for Global Media, USAGM, are being phased out as shortwave audiences migrate to other media. The first transmission from that site began in January 1999.
You're tuned to the Alara edition of the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service through amateur radio station VK1 WIA.
This is Linda, VK7QP, with Special Interest Group News, Astronomy and Wireless Weather. German astronomer Johannes Kepler made sketches of sunspots in 1607 from his observations of the sun's surface, and centuries later, the pioneering drawings are helping scientists solve a solar mystery. Astronomers observed sunspots with telescopes for the first time in 1610, 3 years after Kepler's drawings and Kepler's long-disregarded sketches. These were overlooked because they were drawings rather than telescopic observations. However, they could provide crucial historical insights. Kepler used a camera obscura, which utilized a small hole in the wall of the instrument to project the sun's image on a sheet of paper and sketch the features he observed. Kepler mistakenly believed he had captured Mercury moving in orbit across the sun in May 1607. But he later retracted his report 11 years later and determined he had in fact observed a sunspot group. Now a research team has determined that the sunspot group observed by Kepler belonged to the tail end of solar cycle minus 14. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, CW. A well-respected and seasoned CW operator in New Zealand has become a silent key. The love of CW was very obvious to any ham who got to know Barry Kirkwood, said L1DD. He collected boat anchors, but as a CW op, he also loved his collection of Morse keys. He distinguished himself as an award winner many times in the NZART Sangster Shield QRP CW contest. After learning that the original shield had been lost in the 1990s, he commissioned one to replace it in 2017. Baz was a long-time member of NZART and was a founder of the popular New Zealand Straight Key Night, which is held in both summer and winter. Baz became a silent key aged 88. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Final Frontier. Australia has formally joined the United States-led Landsat Next satellite program, cementing an enduring partnership and building on nearly half a century of collaboration, satellite land imaging. Foreign Minister Penny Wong and US Secretary of State Antony Blinken signed the bilateral statement officially joining Australia to the Landsat Next Earth Observation Mission as a core partner. Under this Landsat Next agreement, Australia will commit $207.4 million over the next 4 years for Geoscience Australia to develop advanced data processing and analytics capabilities. The funding will also provide essential support through upgraded ground station capabilities in Alice Springs. ISS and Canadarm. Recently, Canada's Canadarm2 caught its 50th spacecraft since 2009. I think everyone who has seen photos of the ISS would recognise this arm, used to perform a range of very essential functions on the outside of the ISS, such as moving equipment around and supporting astronauts during EVAs. It was installed in 2001 by Space Shuttle Endeavour during STS-100, but with the US moving away from the Space Shuttle to a range of unmanned supply craft, which aren't all capable of autonomous docking, this became a necessity, with the Japanese HTV becoming the first craft to be caught this way in 2009. Canadarm2 will no doubt be decommissioned with the rest of the ISS by 2031. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, IOTA. Milos Island, IOTA EU067, SV8/IK6QON, active from Milos Island, IOTA number EU067, until August 31st. HF, SSB, CW and FT8, QSL via home call, which is IK6QON, direct or via the Bureau. OC028, Marshall Islands. Last active at the end of 2023, LISA, KJ6GHN/V73ML, is again on the air from Kwajalein Atoll. She's been in lots of contests, working 15 and 20 metres FT8. LISA is active when time permits, mostly Sunday and Monday, as V73ML. Her grid square is RJ38RE. Log uploads to Logbook of the World every month, LISA says. Kwajalein Atoll is part of the Republic of the Marshall Islands. The southernmost and largest island in the atoll is named Kwajalein Island, which is majority English-speaking residents often use the shortened name Kwaj. The total land area of the atoll amounts to just over 6 square miles. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Radio Scouting. The first Sandringham Scout Group took part in this year's Remembrance Day contest using the call sign VK3SCS. 11 scouts from across the Joey, Cub, Scout and Venturer age sections, from 6 to 17 years old, worked together to operate over the full 24 hours, building in confidence and skills as the hours passed. The scouts picked up and ran every part of the operation, from setting up the station, making the QSOs, tuning the VFO to find more stations and logging the contacts. Running in shifts at the radio, the scouts made time to be active in their off-air breaks, but still checked back in regularly on how the contact count was going. Worldwide Special Interest Groups, Rescue Radio. The 2024 Hawkesbury Canoe Classic is on over the weekend of 26th and 27th of October, and WISEN New South Wales is once again providing safety communications. This is a flagship event for WISEN and requires many members to make it a success. The radio base for the event will be located at VK2WI Dural. Further information and requests to assist have already been emailed to members, but not everyone has replied, So if you haven't already done so, please respond now. Worldwide Special Interest Groups Video. The 2024 Digital Amateur Television QSO Party will be held Saturday, August the 31st, starting at 0000 UTC. Peter VK3BFG joins me from Melbourne.
The first session will be with ART WR8RMC in Columbus, Ohio, with ATV operators including the Dayton Group. After that, we'll move to Boulder, Colorado, hosted by Bill AB0MY and the Boulder ATV Group. We then move to Los Angeles and the extensive network of ATV repeaters over Southern California and further afield. This segment will be hosted by Roland KC6JPG. It's expected the time with the US will be shared with the host repeaters VK3RTV Melbourne and VK5RDC Port Pirie. Elements of the program will also be seen on Bendigo ATV repeater VK3RBO. The host in Melbourne will be Peter VK3BFG managing traffic via VK3RTV, and in Owyala, Bevan VK5BD managing traffic via VK5RDC. VK3RTV has an SRT IP input, and hence external stations all over the world can access VK3RTV directly with high-quality video. The evening session starts at 0900 UTC and will be hosted by Martin Charman, G4FKK in the UK, who is the chairman of the British Amateur Television Club. The BATC has a streaming service and the whole event can be viewed on Rob, VK3IE's BATC stream. A most exciting development is Martin can access the geostationary satellite Q0100. This means that ATV stations all over UK, Europe and farther afield will now be included in the event. Peter VK3BFG is the major host, and on behalf of the Amateur Radio Victoria and the Melbourne ATV Group, Peter is ably supported by Ian VK3QL and Neil VK3BCU. The whole event can be viewed during and after in high quality video via Ian VK3QL's YouTube stream and of course via VK3RTV, VK5RDC and VK3RBO. I'm Peter, VK3BFG.
Thanks, Peter. Now I'm off to make some contacts in the ALARA contest. Hope to hear you in the contest too. The 73 is from Linda, VK7QP.
This is the ALARA edition of the WIA National News Service, originating from VK1 WIA.
2024, it's a date. VK2, Blue Mountains Winterfest, Saturday the 31st of August. It's at the Club Rooms, the Old Scout Hall at 4 Moore Street, Glenbrook, and gates open at 8:30 a.m. For more information, contact Club Secretary Irene, VK2VAN. VK2, University of Sydney Open Day, also on the August the 31st. VK2MB Portable will be active on Saturday the 31st of August at the University of Sydney's Open Day. Professor Philip Leong is the Director of the University's Computer Engineering Laboratory. He's also VK2APL, and a Manly Warringah Radio Society member. So that club will be at the open day to tempt some of the prospective engineering students into taking up amateur radio. Anyone can come to the open day, so if you're in the Sydney area, drop in and say hello. The university is a short walk from Redfern Railway Station. VK4, Sunfest, Saturday, September 14 at Coulomb City Civic Centre. VK6, Perth Tech, 2024, September the 21st for 2 days at Gingee Ganup. VK4, Gold Coast Hamfest, October the 13th at Narang Country Paradise, Parklands 231 Beau Desert, Narang Road, Narang. This has been Michelle, VK2AYL, along with Shirley, VK5YL, Leslie, VK5LOL, and Linda, VK7QP, for the ALARA edition of the WIA broadcast.
This has been the ALARA edition of WIA National News. WIA News is on RF, text and streamed live from our hub on wia.org.au.
Fine. Okay, bye.